Kol she'ata noisei bitoi. Anytime you're allowed to marry their daughter, ata noisei almanasoi. You're allowed to marry the mother. But the kol she'ata noisei bitoi, anytime you can't marry the daughter, ata noisei almanasoi. Then you're not allowed to marry the mother. Now, what's the machlokes here? Ma'iko ben Tanakama or ben Reb Yosi. What's the machlokes in the Tanakama and Reb Yosi? That Reb Yosi is the one that says, kol she'zare posel posel. It depends if your kid is posel or not. Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni Ika Benayu. That's the machlokes. What's going to be if a Mitzri Sheni lives with a regular Bas Yisrael? So she herself is possible to come into Kahal. But when she has a kid, though, a kid is called a Mitzri Sheni, Mitzri Shlishi, which is Mutal over the Kahal. So that's the machlokes. Does the mother become possible or not? So if a Bas Yisrael lives with a Mitzri Sheni, what's the halacha? Ushneim velamdu elam mikoyin gadol. Both learn from a kohen gadol biyamona. The Tanakam is sava. Ki kohen gadol biyamona. Just like when a kohen gadol lives with an amona, the kid and she becomes posel. Ma kohen gadol biyamona should be yosef avera the bias biyisa. O poisel bo. She becomes posel. She can't marry kohen anymore. So af kol any other case. She be yosef avera where a mitzri sheni lives with a bas yisrael that the bias bipsulum is poisel. She becomes posel even though the kid is kosher. But Rav Yosi Sava, no, again, ki kohen gadol, learning from a kohen gadol biyamona. Ma kohen gadol biyamona, she's our apostle. When a kohen gadol marries an amona, true, she becomes apostle, but the kid is also called a cholol. The kid is also apostle. Therefore, apostle. Af kol, she's our apostle, apostle. Therefore, any time, if the kid will be apostle, then the mother is apostle. But lafuke mitzri sheni. Let's say a mitzri sheni marries a bas Yisrael. Shane's our apostle, that their kid now will be a mitzri shlishi, that's mutal of the kahal. The Yom HaKro, the Pesuk says, Bonim Asher Yavol Lehem Dor Shlishi, Yom Lehem Bekal Hashem. The third generation of a mitzri is mutal Bekal Hashem. Therefore, that bia does not pass to the mother. So that's the first machlokes. How do we learn out from the Kohen Gadol to an Amona? Is it enough that their bia is b'yisrael, that the mother becomes apostle to a kuna? Or no, it has to also be that the kid is also apostle. Now, the next sheet was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol she'ata noisei bitoi, anytime you can marry the daughter, ata noisei almanasoi, you're allowed to marry the mother. But the kol she'ata noisei is bitoi, wherever you can't marry the daughter, ata noisei almanasoi, you can't marry the mother. Now, ma'ika ben Rav Yosef Shimon Gamliel, where's the machlokes between Rav Yosef and Shimon Gamliel? Amar Ula, ger amoni mo'av yika benayu. The nafkamina is if a ger or zocher and amoni marries a bas Yisrael. So here, their kid is also possible. But it depends what, if the kid's a daughter, we pass an amoinis is mutter. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the mother would not be possible. Ushnayim lelamdu elam ikon gol, the both went up and kon gol be amona. So Rav Yosi saw the kikon gol be amona. Ma kon gol be amona, she's our apostle or poistle, because our apostle poistle. As long as the kid becomes possible, the kid is a zachar, the kid is a ger amoini, he's possible. So here also the mother becomes possible. But Rav Shimon Gamliel saw the kikon gol be amona. That ma kohen gadol biyamona she calls zara posel. When a kohen gadol marries an amona, even if they have a daughter, that daughter is a chalala. That daughter is posel kuna. So af kol any other psul she calls zara posel. That all their children will be posel. Afilu nekevos even if they have a girl. That lafuke but not by ger amoni moavi. Because the klal is in the nekevos have sheiros of the kahal. The yomamak, as we learned, the posik says amoni. And we dash in Amoini v'loy Amoinis. That a girl Amoinis, when she becomes a ger, a Jew, she's mutter to get married to a Ben Yisrael. And the same thing, Ma'avi the Pesuk says, a Ma'avi can't come in the Kal Hashem. But we dash in v'loy Ma'avis. That a Ma'avis, she's mutter to get married to a Ben Yisrael. That's the machlokes, where an Amoini or Ma'avis lives with a Bas Yisrael, is the kid posel or not? Or does she become posel? Omer of Chizu Chizu says, our cold mother, everybody agrees, the Amonis Issa. Where the mother is a suffix, whether she's posel or not, shepsul lakuna. She's also posel lakuna. Why? Because man neko banit. Who's the biggest makeable is tanoim? Her Shimon Gamliel. Okama, he himself says that kol sha'ata noise bitu, wherever you can marry with the daughter, ata moisi almanosoi. But the klal is, v'chol she'i ata noise bitoi, wherever you cannot marry with the daughter, the klal is, ata noise almanosoi, you can't marry the amona either. Lamute mai, which case does it mean you can't marry the amona? Lamute amona sisa. In the case we have a suffix, what the mother is, that's called the Easter suffix, like a doe. She has su lakuna, she's post lakuna. Ulafuke medane tanoi, that's not like these tanoim, that's not what we learned. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua said, Adis, we have Yudu ben Seira, Alamonas Issa, In a case where that's a whole mixture there, we don't know exactly who the kid is, whether it's halal or not, it got mixed up, there's a few sveikas involved, whether the mother was really halal or not. Shekshev lakuna, that he says she's kosh lakuna. My time, what's the reason? Have a sveika. It's a sveik sveika, a few doubts there, whether she's really the halal or not. Now the case was, we know Lechveisa, one mishpacha there, one kohen got married to Grusha, and he had kids, and we don't know whose kids they are now. So we have a suffix now, if it's a chol or not, so it's a sveik sveika. Or sveik sveika l'kula. He holds sveik sveika is a kula. The Meister, we hold not like that, we hold taki a sveik sveika, still you go l'kula. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Ayin Hey Yom Aleph. In little bound by the two dots. That the Mishnah says Vadoyin bevadoyin muta. Our Mishnah says that a Vada in a Vada is muta. That's what our Mishnah says. The last chat was we have letter says right, it means a mamzer to a mamzer is Vada bevada is muta, but the opposite way, a Vada to a sveika, sveika bevadoyin, sveika sveika is also. That's what the letter says in the Mishnah. Now, Omar Rav Yudav Yudis says, Omar Rav, that halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Shinal halacha, we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. That's the way we pass him. So Mora says that what? That avadai mamzer is muta to avadai mamzerus, but that's all. But the sveikis to avadai yosofik to sofik is also. And that's what the good Omar Rav said. Mora says, ki amrisa kaim with the Shmuel, when he said this over the name of Shmuel, Omali. So Shmuel said back, that hilol shoinah. Hillel learned that Asar were yuchsin olami bavol. 10 yuchsin went up from bavol, and halacha is v'kulon mutarim lovoy zebezeh. Like he learns all the sveikin and the vadoyin, they're all mutter one to another. So in other words, how could you paskin like Rabbi Elezer to say a sofik to a sofik is also? Here Hillel said clearly not like that. That the Asar were yuchsin, they're mutarim lovoy zebezeh. The Yarta Martin, you Rav want to say halacha Rabbi Elezer? It comes out that Rav paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, that a sofik to a sofik is also. And Shmuel paskins know that a sofik to a sofik is muta. Samara says now, yes, a stira. V'rami di Rava di Rav, v'rami di Shmuel di Shmuel. Have a stira, Rav to Rav, and Shmuel to Shmuel. The Yitma, because I learned like this. Arusa, Shibro, what's going to be an Arusa that became pregnant? A lady that just had Kedushin. She didn't have Nisuyin yet. She became pregnant. So Rav Omer, Rav said, you should know Avlad Mamzer. The kid is called a Mamzer. That's called Avlad Mamzer. Right, so Sofik is who the father was. Was the father the husband or somebody else? Therefore Rav says, Mashman, the kid is called like Avadi Mamzer. Who Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says, no, Avlad Shtuki. Avlad is only called a Sofik. He's called a Shtuki because maybe it was from the husband, maybe from somebody else. Suppose this. Rav, Omer Rav says, Havlad Mamzer, kids called a Mamzer, or Mutav a Mamzeris. It's like a Vade Mamzer, and therefore she's Mutav to Mamzeris. Well, Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says, no, Havlad Shtuki, the kid is called a Shtuki, the Yosef a Mamzeris. Therefore the kid is also to a Mamzeris. So you see, Shmuel holds that a Sofik is also to a Vadei. So how could you tell me that Shmuel Paschal is like Ula, like Hillel, that all the Sveikas and Vadoim are Mutav to one another? So Mora says, Eitbach, Eitbach, let me change it around. That Rav, Vama, Avlad, Shtuki. Rav says the kid is a Shtuki and therefore he's also. That a Sofik is also with a Vadai. Because Rav Paskins like Rabbi Elezer now, Mishnah. Or Shmuel, Vama, Avlad, Mamzer. Shmuel is the one to say, no, the kid is called a Mamzer. Therefore, this kid is Mutter with a Mamzer. So Mora says, good. Because Shmuel Paskins like Hillel, that all the Sveikas and all the Vadoyim are Mutter one to another. So Mora says now, Tartalomli. If so, why do we have to have two halachas from Shmuel? Why does he have to say it two times that a Sofik Mamzer is muta to another Sofik or to a Vade Mamzer? He said it already once. So Mora says, Tzricha, no, I need it two times. The Yitma, if you would have learned in the first place, I would have said, Bo'okom a Rav. Only over here does Rav say that there also Mishum Deroib Sherem Etzlo. You know why this kid is also to a Mamzer? Because Roivak Sherem Etzlo, most people are muta to her. So therefore I would have said to say, like by regular shtuki, I would have thought to say that the kid like should be kosher. That's why the kid is also to a mamzer. I will host them by an arusa. To write psula metzla, most men in the world are apostle to her, because she's a married lady. So the only one heter is a husband. But if she lived with anybody else, the kid's a mamzer. Then I would have thought to say that Rav also agrees to Shmuel to say this kid is like a vadei mamzer, and he should be mutter to a mamzeris. Kamashmula no, that still Rav passes like Rabbi Elazar, it's called a Suffolk mamzer, and therefore she's also to a vadei mamzer, to a vadei mamzer. Now, v'yit v'bach, we don't want to the second case, I would have thought to say, v'okom a Rav. Only over here does Rav say this Suffolk is also to a vadei. Mishum dikla mistle biyoris. Because the svara, since Lamaisha she's married, there's a big svara that said that she lived with a husband. So therefore I would have thought to say the kid is not like a mamzer, it's only a slight chance. That's why this kid is also to a real mamzeris. But in the other case, where there's no husband involved, we just don't know who the man is, then I would have thought to say, Rav agrees to Shmuel, that even a Suffolk mamzer is mutter to a vadi mamzer tzricha. That's what I need in both places. The boy is saying, another terrorist says, I'll tell you, Lierlum really like Tepach. Don't change around Rav Shmuel. If so, well, my mamzer to come a Rav. What does Rav mean to say the kid's a mamzer? He just meant to say, Lav mutter b'mamzeris. He didn't mean to say that this kid is mutter with a vadi mamzeris. Because Rav Paskins like Rav Yelezer, that a Suffolk is also with a vadi. Ella just meant to say the Yosef of Bas Yisrael. He only meant to say that this kid is also to get married to a regular Bas Yisrael. Because this kid is a Suffolk mamzer, therefore a regular Bas Yisrael is also to him. If so, the Gemara says, what is Shmuel saying? The kid is a shtuki, it's also a Suffolk mamzer. The Yosef of Bas Yisrael, that this kid now, he's also to get married to a regular Bas Yisrael. So Gemara says, Yochi is so, Hainu the Rav. So what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? They're both saying the same thing. So Gemara says, Elamai shtuki. You know what shtuki means? Shemeshaski noisem midin kuna. Means to say that we say the shtuki, he cannot marry to a kohen. Which means to say, Rashi says, Mhoya oris kohen. If the husband was a kohen, we have to say that he's also to her. So Mara says, Pshit, of course. Hashtim yidin yisro meshaskin alei, Madach, we say that the kid is called a Suffolk mamzer. He's also to marry to a regular Yisrael. So midin kuna mi boi, for sure we should throw away to say she's also to a kohen. So where it says, rather, Elamai Shtuki, what does Shtuki mean? Shemeshaskin Oysoy Menichsayoviv. Just means this kid cannot inherit his father. So where it says, Pshit, of course. Mi Yadina Navu Amani. We do not know who the father is. He's a Shtuki. We don't know who the father is. So where it says, La Tzricha, the case is talking about the Tophis. That this kid grabbed already money from his father. So I would have thought the same, in Asafik, the kid could hold on to it. Like he grabbed the money from the Yoris. Again, his mother was an Arusa. She was married, but without Nisuyin. So and then she became pregnant, she had a kid. Now this kid grabbed the property of his father, the Oris. So I would have thought to say, since he grabbed it, he can keep it. Kamashmula knows, since it's a Suffolk, he has no right to keep the money. The boy is saying, another terrorist could be, my Shtuki. You know what Shtuki means over here? If we have this mother, and we do not know who the real father was, it means Beduki. Means we check her out, means we ask her, and we'll believe what she tells us. That means, Shaboitkim as Imoy, we ask the mother, via Merison, and she tells us, Lakoshin of Alti, that I live with my own husband. Rav Nakesma, she's not married, she lives with a kosher man, she's Nemenis. Someone says, if so, if that's what Shmuel meant to say, command, what does Shmuel mean to say? To Rabbi Gamliel. That we pass him like Rabbi Gamliel, that we believe the lady. Shmuel said this already one time. This now, of course, we learned. Hoysa Muberet, the case where she was pregnant. The Yomer Lomi said to her, Mativa Shalu Bezer, what's the purpose of this Uba? We asked, like who's the father? Meish Ploini Bekoinu, and she answers back to say what? It was from this man, that's a Kayin. So Lachers, Gamliel, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Nemenes, we believe the Yisha. She's never to say who the father is, and therefore the kid is also kosher. Rabbi Yeshua in the end of the menace. No, we don't believe her. The Yom Rabbi Yudamash Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. We passed like Rabbi Gamliel. So Shmuel said it once already that we believe the mother. So why does he have to say here a second time, Ishtuki means the Baduki? So Gemara says, no, it's still Tzricha, still we need it. Dimei Hosam, only from the first case, Hazmin, I would have thought to say, Hosam Roy Ksherim Esla. Over there, the Pshat is Roth people are kosher. Roy Ksherim Esla. That's why we believe her. No, we're a stomach girl. Aval Hochabo here, where she's married already, the right Sulamet's law, most men in the world are also, like everybody's also to her. Only her one husband, when she didn't have Nisuyin yet. Emaloy, maybe then we would not believe her. Tzricha, that's why I need a second Kiddush, even by an Orus, even by an Arusa, where she had Kiddushin already. So she didn't have Nisuyin, still if she says to she lived with, that she lived with her husband, we believe her. Here. Tanya, we learned. V'chein Rebbe Lezer, the same thing Rebbe Lezer adds on to our Mishnah to say that Kusi lo yisa kushis. That's what the Mishnah says. The end of our Mishnah says, or our Mishnah says, the other way, Sveike Shtuki Vasufi Bekusi. Now here, the Brisa says that Rebbe Lezer added on that Kusi lo yisa kushis. This Kusi, a special nation called the Kusim, we'll soon see, that they cannot marry a kushis. The question is, my time or why not? We'll soon see what a Kusi is. There were goyim that were misguided that became Jews. So the question is, what type of goyim did they become? So Rabbi Lezer has on to say that a kusi cannot marry a kusis. My time, or why not? Omer Rabbi Yosef Resi says, I'll tell you, asul kager li'achar asara deris. We made them like a ger after 10 deris. The Tanya would learn like this. Ger, a regular ger, first it was a goy, then it became a Jew. So halacha is, ad asara deris mutib amamzeris. Like Midiya Raisa, we paskin kahal gerim lo yikre kahal a ger is lada marry a mamzeres. So the first 10 generations of these gerim, when they have children now and children, they're still lada marry a mamzeres. But mikan vielach, once 10 deris went by, also to mamzeres, because people will forget that they're a ger. People will think already that they're a regular Jew. So if they'll see they're marrying a mamzeres, they'll think a regular Jew can marry a mamzeres. Therefore, once you have 10 generations of gerim already, so their kids can't marry a mamzer anymore. So that's why we had these kusim also, we made them like a ger after 10 generations, that they can't marry a mamzer. We'll soon see. That they can marry mamzerim until they forget completely the shem avodah zarah. Once the gerim, the kids or the kids' kids forget about avodah zarah completely, that's when they can't marry mamzerim. So that's why here also a kusi can't marry kusis, because we made them like a ger after 10 generations. So Amalei Abaye said back, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? Hossam over there, I tell you, ger yoshan umamzeres chadasha. There we're talking about an old ger that's 10 generations a ger. So there people will forget that he's a ger. If he marries a mamzeres, people will think, oh, Yisrael can marry a mamzeres. So therefore, Amri, people will say, by Yisrael who? The konosim mamzeres, that's why it's awesome. But Ochr over here, what's going on? Both of them are equal. Like you're telling me now, a Kusi can't marry a Kusis. So Manashach, if they're both the first generation, they're like two Gerim, why can't they marry one another? If they're 10 generations later, so the same thing, why can't one marry the other? Why can't a Kusi marry a Kusis? Like why can't the Ger marry a Geiris? What should be wrong? So my answer is, Ela ki yosti rabdi mi amri ablaza. That's Sabalach Rabbi Shmuel. I'll tell you, Rebbe Lozda holds like Rebbe Yishmael.